And welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt, the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. This is episode number 55 of our podcast, in which we're going to discuss the episode of The Bachelor that aired the night of Monday, March 12th. Now, we're going to talk about what happened in this episode, so if you haven't watched the finale yet, you better turn this podcast off right now, because we're going to spoil everything. So this is going to be a little bit different format than we normally do if you didn't listen last week. Well, first let me say hello. My name's Matt. I'm here with Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
So, Nicole, we're doing something a little bit different tonight, right?
Yes. What we're going to be doing is we're just giving our initial reactions to what has transpired in this season finale. And then we'll be doing a our normal listener feedback, longer podcast, and that will be posted on Wednesday afternoon. So today, for now, this is just our initial reactions, and then this is a teaser for our podcast that's going to be posted on Wednesday afternoon.
So Wednesday afternoon, it's very important we get people to write in and call. So how can they do that?
Well, they can visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheBachelorPodcast, or they can send their comments via Twitter with username Bachelor Podcast. Send us an email, thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com, or they can leave us a voicemail at 631-223-8435.
Great. So that's how you can reach it. We'll repeat that information again at the end of the show. So here we are.
Here we are. So what did you think?
So here we're after the final rose, and like we all knew what was going to happen. Courtney was the last girl standing. She got the rose. Like she
not
sang,
just the rose, like, but
she the got proposal. The rose, she got the ring, she got the man, she got the tears, she got the heartache, mm-hmm. she got broken up with halfway through. I mean, what do you think about all that? I mean, it seems like they were pretty unstable from the moment he put the ring on her finger.
Well, not from that moment. According to them, for the first month it was okay, and then the show started to air. And once the show started to air, then people, you know, there was articles out and about and people giving their comments about how much they hate Courtney, and, you know, and then I'm sure Ben's family's watching it saying, this girl seems mean. And, you know, Ben broke up with her for a little while around yeah. Valentine's Day, as Chris Harrison tells us. But, you know, now they're back together and everything. I think Ben is going to try and keep this relationship going as long as he possibly can, as to not prove people right.
Because he doesn't want to give in to all the hate mail he's gotten
exactly.
over the last several months, because people have been brutal to him. Now, I know not everybody is following, you know, the tabloids or following the blogs or Twitter or whatever, but the little bit that I have followed on those things, mm-hmm. he has been, like, destroyed. People say the meanest things about him. They drag him through the mud. And it's been hard. I mean, you know, whether you think he deserves it or not, you know, we make fun of him a lot on the show, and our listeners write in, and we all make fun of him. And you know, I think we all do it out of love a little bit. But people really, really dislike him greatly.
Right.
And they really call into question his character and everything. So
I'm sure it took a toll on the relationship. I think that the one thing that I missed, or that they should have done, was I almost wish, and I know this is like salt in the wound, but I almost wish that they played clips of Courtney being really mean during the after the final rose, like mean things that she said.
And just had her, okay, so Courtney, here's Exhibit A.
Yep.
And she's like,
what do you have to say for that?
Like, you look like a rhinoceros or something. And then, like, right. So, Courtney, what do you think about that?
Like, her being like, KCB's a little girl chats in a little boy's body. Like, so, Ben, what do you think of that? And I really, really wish they asked Ben what his mom and sister thought of Courtney during the airing of the show.
Mm-hmm.
What did they think about her behavior? Because they asked Ben what you know, Chris Harrison said, what did you think about Courtney's behavior? But not what did your family think? So I thought that would have been an interesting question for him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I guess, I don't know, maybe this is a good place to stop for tonight. Mm-hmm. So, in the next couple days, we will be gathering our intel, our information. A couple outstanding questions here that maybe we'll talk about on Wednesday's podcast. So, here's what you need to look forward to. We're going to be talking about Lindsay. Why wasn't she after the final rose? We'll be discussing that. We'll be discussing Ben's mom and his sister, their thoughts and feelings on Courtney and Lindsay. We're going to be discussing that. We're going to be discussing all the information that's come out since the after the final rose. We're going to be talking about Ben's blogs and Chris Harrison's blogs and all the other insider information that's been out there. And then a week later, we'll be doing one last wrap-up podcast with all the information that's available, including all the spoilers and tabloid stuff that has been leaked. And so we will dive into that deep.
Supposedly Ben was cheating.
So we'll get to the bottom of that. We'll let you know. And it's going to be good. This has been a national nightmare. I'm glad it's over.
Seriously.
I'm glad. I'm just glad it's over. I feel like I can go to bed and rest easy.
I can't without Lindsay being there. I can't rest easy.
I understand.
I feel like, what's the deal?
But what were we really going to hear from her, though? You're saying just to give her the opportunity to speak?
No, I'm saying what I look forward to in the After the Final Rose is with the person that the Bachelor or Bachelorette doesn't pick is they get to face off. They see each other for the first time since this, the finale. And they get to ask, questions and what happened with our relationship and blah, 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 blah. And I just feel like it's closure for the person who wasn't picked.
Right.
They get some closure. So I feel bad for Lindsay. However, she is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight.
Right. So we will be recording that and watching that.
I'm curious to see what she says about that.
So if you aren't able to check that out, we will we'll let you know what happens there.
So please send us your comments, leave us your voicemails, and we love to play and or read some listener feedback for our podcast that we will be posting and that you can download on Wednesday afternoon. We want to thank you again for listening to The Bachelor Podcast. Please don't forget to visit us on Facebook, The Bachelor Podcast. You can visit us online at thebachelorpodcast.blogspot.com.
Oh, actually, you can visit us at thebachelorpodcast.com.
You can.
Yeah, just type that in, thebachelorpodcast.com. And
what do you think of that?
I'll take you there. Wow. Hey, we're official now.
And definitely send us those comments. You can send them many different ways, especially via Twitter, twitter.com/bachelorpodcast, mm-hmm. Email, thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, our voicemail line is 631-223-8435.
Sounds great. Thanks, Nicole. Adios. I'll see you later. We must be in love. We must be.